So here's the thing that you really need to do to feel 10 times more pleasure in sex and have orgasms much more easily and open new whole body orgasmic flows for yourself and make sex far less work and much, much richer. This is the key to pleasure in sex. But most people have never thought about it. It's not a new position or a new movement. It can actually transform all of your sex at once. It is the sensitivity of your genitals, how much they're able to feel from your stimulation. Now, most people don't realize that they have low sensitivity in the genitals, which means you have to make more effort, you get less pleasure, the orgasms are harder. But the big misunderstanding is, this is just how my body works. No, sensitivity can be developed and increased. It can also be reduced, which is what has happened to a lot of people. You can desensitize yourself and make the genitals more numb over time. So it is in your power to make your genitals feel 10 times more from the same stimulation or 10 times less. It will change far more than you think, way beyond your imagination. First, when your genitals are more sensitive, with less movement, less effort, they sense a lot more pleasure. Imagine how much easier sex will be. But wait, here's where it gets really interesting. Right now, you might be trying to go faster, harder, stronger to feel more pleasure. But if your genitals can't feel that much, there is only so far that harder and faster can take you. At some point, you can't go any stronger or faster, and your genitals still can't feel that much. Then what? Now imagine your genitals are really sensitive. And with the sensitive genitals, you do this harder, faster, stronger thing. What you will experience is the intensity that is simply impossible for you right now. Because the only way to continue getting more pleasure isn't by doing more all the time. You know, that hits a limit. It is by doing more and feeling more. That multiplies your pleasure. The second very interesting thing that will happen, you become more sensitive to more subtle pleasure. You know, like animals who can hear the frequencies that we humans can't hear. Why is that important? Well, right now you can't feel anything below a certain threshold. When you are far more sensitive in the genitals, a whole new world opens for you of subtle sexual energies that are more soft, but they are really blissful and nourishing. Right now you just can't register to them or benefit from them, and this will add a whole new category to your sex life. So sex will not always need to be this huffing and puffing and rubbing and tumbling. You can just relax, and with very little, you're going to feel some incredible experiences. So imagine the spectrum of light that we humans see. It's called visible light. There is the UV spectrum of light that we can't see. There is the infrared that we can't see. So your sex life is like this. What you feel right now is only the midsection of the whole spectrum of your sexual pleasure. So you can open the whole new part of the spectrum beyond your current intensity into far more intensity. You will also open a whole new part of the spectrum in the other direction of more gentle, deeply blissful sexual feelings. Next, orgasms. Orgasms depend on a few factors, but sensitivity in the genitals is a big one. You need to build up intensity of your feeling to a certain level, right? Now, with numb genitals, you have to do a lot of work for that. And maybe even then it's impossible. With sensitive genitals, much less movement gives the same amount of stimulation, so you can reach that level more easily. And with that sensitivity, you start unlocking something completely new, new kinds of orgasmic experiences. Not just a single climax, but waves of orgasmic energy flowing through your body in different ways. Sounds nice, doesn't it? So why do a lot of people have low sensitivity in the genitals that doesn't allow them to experience all this? Sometimes the body is wired this way. It's just physical. There's nothing you can do. Most of the time, at least in my experience, this is something you can change. So you either never got to develop sensitivity in your genitals, or some things you did actually reduced it. So you got desensitized and your genitals became more numb with time. So why does this happen? Two reasons. Over time, people tend to deal with the lack of sensation by going stronger and harder. Seems like a logical, you know, remedy. So your body then habituates. It starts needing stronger and stronger stimulation just to feel something, basically tolerance. So you then get in a vicious cycle of desensitizing your genitals further until you've got nowhere else to go. Also, a lot of the time, all the gadgets on the market now for stimulating your genitals, obviously they kind of play into that. You can also overload your arousal system. So not just the nerves in the genitals. But if for you sex needs constant, intense, exciting stimulus to turn you on, or just the sheer amount, like porn, then you just get the fatigue of the arousal response. So this is a long-term buildup of desensitization, but also just the sexual technique, standard sexual techniques that everybody learns, will reduce your sensitivity in the genitals today in this sex act, even for sensitive genitals. The reason I teach alternative sexual practices is because what most people call normal sex actually kills your sensitivity. And that's why everybody gets so little out of sex. So it's simple things that, you know, you might consider very normal. Number one, starting strong, diving straight into heavy stimulation right away. And people will also call it, you know, gentle. It just shuts down sensitivity in the genitals. Hardly anybody builds up gradually enough, even when they think they do. Trust me, not enough. Secondly, rhythm. Everybody tells you great sex is about rhythm. Absolute rubbish. It makes your genitals bored, numb, it dulls the senses. Third, going faster to make it more intense. Relying purely on speed will often desensitize you during sex. So all this stuff is what most people will do in sex, yeah? Start heavy, set a mechanical rhythm and go faster, and your sensitivity will be shot. And over time, that is compounded. The good news, you can completely reverse this numbing effect and even develop your sensitivity far beyond what you have ever had. I've taken many people through this process. It's not set in stone. You can develop it that way, but you can also develop it this way. It's basically training your nervous system, but not, you know, training. Nobody wants to do training in sex. Enjoying sex in a way that trains your nervous system at the same time as giving you, you know, better sex. A client asked me recently, I got sensitized to pain. Is it like that? Yes, exactly the same thing. So, three things. First, a mindset change. You've got to stop cranking up intensity all the time to feel more. You actually need to do the opposite. Explore more gentle experiences, more subtle sensations. That is how you actually sharpen and develop your senses. You wouldn't improve your hearing by cranking up the volume, would you? This is simply about enjoying more variety. That constant chase for intensity is a false belief influenced by the media that only super intense sex is great sex. Intense sex is great, keep enjoying it, but expand. Sexual experiences that are more soft, gentle, deeper, they can be just as beautiful, even more nourishing and enriching. It can be just a phase of sex before intensity, or the whole experience for that day. You know, there's a whole range of different kinds of sex in this category that you can do, which won't take all that huffing and puffing, and it will be really amazing for you. And after teaching this for years, I have seen those often become the most valuable kinds of sex for a couple. The second thing, you need to change the numbing technique of stimulating the genitals. Stop thinking of sex as going in a rhythm. Rhythm only matters occasionally, like when you're very close to an orgasm. Think of it as creating a sensation in every moment and taking it in. Secondly, it's not about which movement do I use on the genitals. Think instead, what is the process of stimulating the genitals? The journey you are taking them through from the beginning, awakening, then progressing, building up without losing sensitivity. It will not be one movement repeated monotonously. Each stage of the buildup needs different movements which match that level of arousal in the journey. And every movement while you're using it is also going through a process of intensifying. And not just through speed, because, you know, speed, like I said, can desensitize you. It's normal to speed up to some extent. But other ways of intensifying, such as through strength, duration, or length of movement, they are far less desensitizing and often a lot more effective. So the specific movements and the best method to intensify those movements, they will depend, of course, on the particular sensitive area you are stimulating. You will have totally different movements for the clitoris, the penis, the A-spot, the G-spot, the vaginal opening, the cervix. It will depend if you're using your hands or your mouth or it's the intercourse. Some people think that, you know, everybody is totally unique and different in what they like in the genitals. It's not quite like that. You know, human beings beings are not so completely random. There are many very strong trends in sexual technique that give the best experience to the vast, vast majority of people consistently, with some exceptions, of course. So there is normally a selection of best movements for each sensitive area, which, you know, is very, very likely to work, but you have to choose which one works the best for you. And you have to adjust some, you know, personal settings, not the movement itself, but, you know, there are some settings on it. But get the idea. That is why I never teach my students or clients like a movement to use on the genitals. You know, that's not a thing. You can't just do this or this like for the rest of time. I always teach the sequence. A sequence is what opens and keeps the sensitivity in the genitals. And many times I've seen that somebody who can't feel much at all suddenly can feel a lot with it. Yeah. Third, use the power of your mind. No, not fantasy or imagination. That takes you away from your body. Your mind has the power to enhance every sensation with your presence. Sex has physical techniques and non-physical techniques, such as focus, presence, emotion, feeling. Your mindfulness to sensation in your body is the most important sexual technique. Not just the most important non-physical technique, most important sexual technique, full stop. So if you use the presence of your mind in combination with the right physical technique, you are then growing your nervous system. It's incredibly powerful. So sensitivity is a capacity that grows. You just enjoy sex with better practice and it feels nicer. But over time, your body changes. It becomes permanent. And then you have a new world of sensation, more pleasure, more orgasmicity, and sex that feels far more effortless.